Good morning, it's Jonathan Price on 93.1 The Border with your Border Morning Show. Taking place tomorrow in the Township of Chapel, there are a couple of great events going on. And to talk more about them and how you can get involved, we have the CAO and Clerk Treasurer for the Township of Chapel on the phone with us this morning, Tara Allaire. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm doing well. I really appreciate your time. What's the first event that's going to be taking place tomorrow in the Township of Chapel?
On Saturday morning, that's June 17th, there's going to be yard sales going on in the Township of Chapel. So if anyone is interested in finding a deal, shopping the yard sales, you can come into the village. The tentative start time is 9 a.m., and they should run until noon, but there'll be yard sales going on throughout the Barwick Village that morning.
Fantastic. And I know people have been signing up. Is there still an opportunity for people to be part of this?
Absolutely. Anyone who wants to host a yard sale on Saturday morning, go right ahead, put your stuff out. It's going to be great because it's a one-stop shop for anyone wanting to take a look around.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, we are in yard sale season, but the planning and the organizing and deciding which is the best date can sometimes be a bit much. And this is an opportunity to basically have a lot of the planning done for you. You can just put your stuff out and hopefully people will find a great deal on what you're offering.
Absolutely. If anyone's done any spring cleaning, it's a perfect chance.
And I know what tends to happen is maybe people have had a yard sale or a garage sale already this season and they've still got stuff left over. This is a very simple way to put it all out again and see what you can offer the community. So this is tentatively going to run until noon?
Yes.
Something that's going to be taking place in and around that is a chance to get together for some refreshment, for a great visit, and the opportunity to raise a bit of money for a local cause. Can we talk a little bit about what else is going on?
It's also happening Saturday from 11 to 1. Our recreation committee is going to be hosting a come-and-go tea at the Barwick Hall. It's free, but donations will be accepted, and all donations or proceeds will go to our recreation committee putting on programming. Our recreation committee just got started up again this year. We had a little bit of a lull during the pandemic, but we have some of the best volunteers around, and our committee is really doing amazing work. We've put out two recreation newsletters now with our event schedule. You can find those on Facebook. Happening this summer also, we have a paint night at the Barwick Hall on June 29th, and of course on July 1st, Barwick always hosts the best Canada Day celebrations with a parade and a ball tournament, so we're hoping everyone will come down to those because last year's Canada Day event was just spectacular.
Awesome, and I guess people should keep an eye on Chapel's Facebook page for everything that you've been discussing, right?
Yes, we have some big projects coming up in the village too. We got some grant funding from the NOHFC and FedNor to put a rink roof over our outdoor roof, so our recreation committee is very excited to be able to use that space all season to host things like events and farmers markets and outdoor gatherings, so we really have a lot coming up.
That's really exciting to hear. I know immediately it is the community yard sale from tentatively 9 a.m. until noon tomorrow morning, also happening tomorrow from 11 until 1. It's the Come and Go Tea. That's at Barwick Hall. Get more details about everything we've been discussing through Chapel's Facebook page. We've got a direct link on the events tab of our website. We've also got a phone number and email address you can use if you have any questions about what we've been talking about. The CAO, Clerk Treasurer for the Township of Chapel, Tara Allaire, thank you so much for your time this morning and everything you're doing for our area.
Thanks again for having me, Jonathan. I hope we'll see everyone Saturday.